Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I could do Stephen A's job, guys. It's not that hard.
Danny Parkins.
QB1 party. All are invited.
Host of Fox Sports 1's First Thing First.
But if you could please throw up the playoff picture in the NFC, but keep the pick. Here's what it proved. I just want this to be my new profile picture on the internet. Because isn't that a beautiful thing? Your first place Chicago Bears at 7-3. Bears are going to the playoffs. They are. It's a race to 10.
Former host of 670 The Score before he abandoned us.
That's a Caleb Williams custom, baby.
Jersey number one is going to the Raptors.
You guys made it seem like as Chicago Bears fans, we had our guy, Danny Parkins, all these guys.
Danny Parkins on 670 The Score.
Wait. You don't have to wait anymore. He's here right now. Joining us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline is Danny Parkins. Download the Circa app. Do it today. You can check out Danny on the newly expanded First Things First. That's from 4 to 5 p.m. on FS1. Danny, it's me, Marshall. How you doing? Clay Harper's also in studio with you.
Clay, thanks for wearing a jacket so I don't feel emasculated. That's good, man. That's good. I appreciate that. Like
pleasure, man. Anytime.
He did have that off for a segment. I just want to point that out. I think he put it back on for you and your securities.
That's good. No, when Clay walked into the studio one time in a tank top, I was like, what's about to happen here? I was very intimidated. It's like when I did TV hit sometimes on Fox 32, and it was me, Anthony Heron, and Shea Pepler Cornett. I was like, you guys are too attractive. Like, what is going on? It was very uncomfortable to look like me and be in HD with those people.
That is the risk you take when you decide that you want to go into the media field. And if you go from radio to television, you realize real quick, especially the bigger the show gets, that dang, I got to step my something up, right?
But it's okay. Now I sit next to Nick Wright. So now it's like, I'm like, okay, yeah, now me and him are like, it's kind of cool and it's easy. And that one's easy. But yeah, sitting next to Shea was rough, man. Like all your imperfections come out in 4K. That was rough.
That's a perfect analogy for what we're seeing with these Bears because, you know, they look good right now, but they're about to be sitting next to a lot of good teams. So their imperfections may come out and end up in L's instead of dubs in the win column. I know you said they're going to the playoffs. I think the opportunity is certainly there. I have not declared that yet. But let's be honest. They need to win 3 out of the next 7 games. And I can see 3 possible wins. It's like spades. I don't know if you're a spades player. But I can see 3 and a possible. They could get to 11 in my mind.
I know spades, but I was more of a dreidel guy than spades, just culturally. But
big euchre guy over here. Euchre was my favorite.
I'm not surprised.
It was a joke.
Yeah, you know. The point being, Danny, these mm-hmm. Bears, they have a prime opportunity here. I'll start with the question we opened up this show with. Do you care whether or not Aaron Rodgers plays? Wouldn't you rather just get the 8th win and not have to face Aaron Rodgers if that's the easiest way to do it?
No. And frankly, I think anybody who would rather play the Steelers without Aaron Rodgers is not a real fan. Like, you don't have to be logical all the time.
Sure you do.
No, you don't. Like, fan is short for fanatic. Like, that's not what we're here for. Like, this team is not going to win a Super Bowl. They're not. And so is it a marginally more difficult game on Sunday if Aaron Rodgers plays instead of Mason Rudolph? Yes, it is marginally more difficult. But part of what is great about sports is the entertainment and the nostalgia and the trash talking and the memories and the history. Aaron Rodgers is 25 and 5 against the Bears. It's the third best record for a quarterback with at least 25 starts. It's Brady against the Bills, and it's Ben Roethlisberger against the Browns, and then it's Rodgers against the Bears. And he's got a 107.3 passer rating against the Bears, which is the most in the history of the NFL for any quarterback that's made at least 25 starts against the team. And he's won 80% of his games at Soldier Field. He's 12-3. So, like, I want to exercise those demons. I want to send him out with a loss. Caleb Williams, he's called him his football goat. He said that he's modeled his game after him. It would be incredible for Caleb if he got to say that he was 1-0 against Aaron Rodgers, his football hero. But more importantly, it would be amazing to be able to say that for all of Aaron Rodgers' accomplishments against the Bears, he was 0-1 against Caleb Williams, because he's never going to get another shot at it. So I'm fine with, well, the Bears have a 63% chance of winning the game against Mason Rudolph, but they have a 58% chance of winning the game against Aaron Rodgers. Like, fine. Like, I just want to be maximum entertained here, because this season's not ending with the Super Bowl anyway, so you may as well have fun along
no,
the way.
No, no, no. See, I don't think it's marginal, the difference. I don't think Clay thinks it's marginal either, the difference.
It is marginal.
Do you think it's marginal, Clay?
What do you think the point spread would be if Mason Rudolph was declared the starter?
Oh, that's not how I'm judging this, but I'm guessing the line wouldn't move much because the Bears are already favored.
Exactly. They'd be favored a little more.
Yeah, that's not how I'm measuring this. I'm just saying I understand that Aaron Rodgers gets rid of the ball really quickly, 2.5 seconds per throw, excuse me, and that Mason Rudolph is more of a system game manager style quarterback. And the way Dennis Allen's defense has been playing and not pressuring people, I like their chances to not get picked apart, carved up, if you will, by one Aaron Rodgers. You know, like, Aaron Rodgers is going to do something that Mason Rudolph is probably incapable of doing. Also, to exercise demons against a guy with one arm, I understand the emotional attachment to that idea. I really do.
Do you?
But no, I do. But listen to this. Listen to this, Danny. You talk about being fanatical. Like, be a fanatic in the freaking playoffs, because that's where you get to go if you just win the game. That's, you could be a fanatic longer.
You're favored against Aaron Rodgers. You can beat Aaron Rodgers, right? It is possible that the Bears
It's possible. Yes, it is possible. It is more likely that you win if you have Mason Rudolph back there.
How much more likely?
A little more likely?
Yeah, a little more likely. And I'm giving you 15 years of history.
I know the history.
To say that it's okay. I am willing to sacrifice a little more likely for a shot at beating Aaron Rodgers.
What happens if they lose to Aaron Rodgers? What happens if they lose to Aaron Rodgers? Just answer the question. What happens if they lose to Aaron Rodgers?
That would suck. But it would be like, you know what? I'm used to it. Like, I've experienced it before. That, you know what I mean? Like, I know that pain. It would be a bummer. And he would get to say, I still own you. And his record would be, I mean, like, wow.
And then Caleb Williams would be 0-1 all time against Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, absolutely. But they'd go from Aaron Rodgers would go from 25-5 against the Bears to 26-5. Somehow, I think I'd be able to handle it. But the 1-0 for Caleb would be amazing. Like, this is a new era of Bears football. I don't want to live in fear of Aaron Rodgers. Like, Caleb can beat this guy. The Bears can beat this version of Aaron Rodgers. Like, you know, if you're scared, get a dog, Marshall.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's what I alluded it to, Danny, and I go back to my time with, say, the Jaguars, the Eagles, and if they're telling me DeMarcus Ware is questionable, I'm on the Eagles, I know we got to double team him every play, we're going to change the game plan if he's there, and I'm not saying that's Aaron Rodgers at this point in his career, but if they tell me he's not playing, oh, great, perfect. We can run a different offense. I don't have to worry about chipping all game. I don't have to worry about being in the backfield and checking protection. We can run a different offense and give us a better probability to win the game. If he does play, perfect, fine. I'm not scared. I'm going to go hit this guy in the mouth and give him everything I got. But I do know that DeMarcus Ware is better than Anthony Spencer, who's backing him up. And I got a better chance of running a different style offense than I did if he wasn't playing. And I know it's not as big of a difference as it once was. But I think Aaron Rodgers definitely gives him a better opportunity. 107 passer rating, 19 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, 67% completion percentage. This guy isn't playing that bad of football. That offensive line is fine, but he gets the ball out so quick and has seen so many coverages, you are not going to confuse this guy into getting the turnovers that you could against Mason Rudolph when you lead the league in doing such.
Point conceded. Don't care. Yeah. Don't care.
I love that. You're right, Clay, but I don't care.
Yeah, right, exactly. Because this is sports. And by the way,
It's great theater.
Ask a Steelers fan right now, like poll 1,000 Steelers fans who they would rather have play, Aaron Rodgers or Mason Rudolph. It's not 1,000 Aaron Rodgers, zero Mason Rudolph. It isn't. They're not thrilled with how Aaron Rodgers has looked this year. Mason Rudolph has won plenty of games.
But Steelers fans are spoiled, entitled, and arrogant. I know that because I've dealt with them. I lived in Pittsburgh. I covered the Steelers. They think a bad year, like, they, more than 50% of them want Mike Tomlin fired. They're not as smart they're not a smart enough group for me to be concerned about what they think.
My point is that Mason Rudolph has won a lot of football games. Like, this is, and by the way, the Bears lost to Snoop Huntley.
They did. Absolutely.
Snoop Huntley put up 30. Joe Flacco put up 470 yards and 4 touchdowns.
So what do you think Aaron Rodgers is going to do?
My point is, what do you think Mason Rudolph's going to do? The Bears can get carved up by anybody.
Yeah,
is the point.
Mason Rudolph was 1-4 with the Tennessee Titans. I know in 2003 he led the Steelers to that 3-0 end of the season, led them into the playoffs, had a solid year, 5 touchdowns, 1 interception. They did lose to the Buffalo Bills, 2 touchdowns, 1 interceptions in that playoff game, but he did a good job there. But let's not forget he was 1-4 with the Titans, and I know he's playing with the Titans and what they do to quarterbacks, but I do think there's a little bit better of an opportunity for a win.
Guys, objectively there is. Objectively, there is. Of course, there is a little bit better of a chance that the Bears beat the Steelers with Mason Rudolph than Aaron Rodgers. No one is disputing that. What I am saying is that I am willing to risk the marginal larger chance of a loss for the significantly better feeling I would get of beating Aaron Rodgers than losing to Aaron Rodgers. You understand?
Like, I think Chicago's with you. I think Chicago's with you.
They are. And I, you know,
yeah, you know why? Because they're Bears fans.
Yeah, no, I get it. What I'm saying is, I'm looking at it through the numbers. I'm just trying to get you to from point A, which is the beginning of the season, new head coach.
I am a numbers guy. What I am saying is, what are the Bears favored at right now? 3? They're favored by 3?
It was 2.5 or 3 last time I checked.
If Mason Rudolph plays, it's like 1.5.
Okay, I'm saying to you.
Four and a half.
Maybe.
Correct.
Yeah.
I think we're talking about like a point and a half on the point spread difference. If it was announced today that Mason Rudolph is the starter, at most. I really don't think we're not talking about going from Josh Allen to Mitch Trubisky here. Yeah. This is not Lamar Jackson to Snoop Huntley, who's worth 7 points on the line.
I've seen Aaron Rodgers become Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson.
That was a different man.
Okay. And to your point, Danny, they've been carved up by a lot of people. Do you remember what happened before Russell Wilson took the field in the Giants game?
Jackson Dart.
Yeah. They were going to lose to Jackson Dart. But exactly. Dude, Marshall, they're not winning a Super Bowl. They're not very good.
But playoff experience is valuable. You'll give me that, right? If they can get to the playoffs, that is an experience that they don't have to worry about going through for the first time with Caleb Williams as a quarterback, with Ben Johnson as the head coach, with this younger team. That's what I'm like. Just get to the playoffs and let the cards fall where they may, because now you're playing in games and you understand going through the motions, what it takes to get to the playoffs, all of that.
Sure, but I also saw a Bears team a couple of years ago. What was it, 2018?
Yeah, you're talking about Matt Nagy, 12-4.
No. The one against the Saints, like the 12-4, you went in with expectations and the double doink. All that.
2020.
Two years later, when you're the last seed and you won eight games or whatever it was, and you went in against the Saints and you got dog walked. Like, there wasn't a ton of like experience gained from that. Like, it's yes, I want the Bears to make the playoffs. I think they will make the playoffs. And by the way, I think they can make the playoffs by playing Aaron Rodgers. And if they lose to Aaron Rodgers or Mason Rudolph, we still come in here on Monday morning and they can still make the playoffs.
I agree with that too, but I'm trying to get them to the division title. I don't know. I'm trying to do maybe impossible things. Dan, we got a text here. We got a text here from, 217? Yeah. Now I've lost it because the texts are flying in. Oh my goodness. Would Parkins be willing to get his nipples pierced if Rodgers beats the Bears?
No. Just because I'm friends with Andrew Filippone doesn't mean I do the same things that he does. I'm not going to do that. I don't need to do that type of thing anymore, Marshall. I don't need to do that.
He's like, I made it. I don't need to do that crap anymore. Yeah. I got you, Danny. I got you.
I'm now respectable. I dress up like a king and make NFL gambling picks on national television.
Speaking of that, I was watching your show, man, and I saw your top 10 teams list. And I was a little surprised. Yeah. Not surprised, but the Bears weren't on it. I want to know where the Bears are on that top 10 teams list and if you have them ahead of the Steelers and the Packers.
Well, it's a good question because it's a top 10 list.
Yeah, so let's go top 20. Bears and the Steelers.
Exactly. I don't spend as much time on the ranking between 11 and 20.
I think Clay just wants to know, do you have them in your mind right now ahead of the Steelers and or the Packers?
Yeah, I think the answer to that is yes, the Steelers, and no, the Packers, if I'm being totally honest with you. Like, I think that the thing that I trust most, if I was doing like Bears-Packers, Packers offense, Packers defense, Bears offense, Bears defense, I think the thing I trust most is the Packers defense of those four units. They've got losses to what, Cleveland when they gave up 13, Philly when they gave up 10, and Carolina when they gave up 16. Like, the Packers very easily could be undefeated right now. So I think the Packers, like, Jordan Love makes boneheaded decisions that sometimes he gets penalized for and sometimes he doesn't. Like, I'm not a huge fan of his game. I love that they're thinking about firing Matt LaFleur, which would just be completely idiotic. I think they need to pass the ball on first down a little bit more. I think he's been a little bit too conservative with his play calling, trying to get the running game started. I think the Tucker Kraft injury was big for Green Bay. So, like, and I picked Green Bay to miss the playoffs before the year and the Bears to make it. But I just think the Bears' injuries on defense, I can't quite get there yet if I want to be honest and not just a total homer. The Steelers, they spend more money on any team in the NFL on their defense, and they've got some real bad tape out there. So, like, sometimes they look great. You know, that game against Indianapolis where that game looked amazing, but they got a lot of duds on their schedule as well. So I think their offense is pretty predictable. You were talking about, like, the snap and throws and all of that in terms of how quickly they're getting it out with Rodgers. He clearly doesn't want to take hits at this stage of his life. And so I think the Bears I would have just ahead of the Steelers and just behind the Packers. But that's a good question. But thankfully, it's top 10 Tuesday. It's not top 16 Tuesday, you know? It doesn't roll off the tongue quite as well.
No, I get it. And Danny, we appreciate you, as always, stopping by every week because I do enjoy these conversations, these discussions that we have, even if it can get a bit contentious, although I don't think today was contentious. But you've got the text line riled all the way up. They love where you're what you're saying. They hate us. They think Clay's from out of town, which is hilarious. And he's the second time. Russell Dorsey was on our show earlier today, Danny, and they were like, oh, Russell doesn't know he's from out of town. Russell grew up right here.
I'm born in Libertyville, baby. Yeah, I lived
lifelong
in Dwight,
Bears fans. They Dwight, just hate Illinois, the message,
my whole life.
They want to blame the messenger. But thanks so much for stopping by.
Reasonable minds can disagree, and I wish I was dealing with two reasonable minds on this subject. But, you know, that's just kind of how it's kind of how it has to be.
And I got to say, Danny, I love the show, man. I watch you guys every night, man.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And by the way, I will also just say this. I think this is a great talk radio topic, the Rodgers thing. But I also think it's likely moot because Aaron Rodgers, I think, and he's alluded to this, like part of the reason he chose Pittsburgh was because of what the schedule, like that he got to play Green Bay one more time, that he got to play Chicago. Like he knew that. He's going to play. Like, Rodgers is going to play. I know they're not going to announce it, but he wants to play against the Bears badly. They're fighting for playoff position. They're trying to hold off the Ravens. So I think it's a great talk radio topic. I'm doing the monologue on it today on First Things First, so Bears fans can catch that. I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be very good. But I think ultimately this is going to be a lot of wasted breath because I do think Aaron Rodgers is going to play on Sunday.
All right. Danny Parkins giving his opinion. For more from him, you can catch him every day. First Things First, the newly expanded edition, 4 to 5 p.m. on FS1. Thanks, Danny.
See you guys.
All right, we get back to the Kyler Gordon discussion. His 21-day practice window has been activated. Clay Harbor, Marshall Harris, with more on that here on Raheemy, Harris, and Grody on 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.